Well, childbirth has gotten riskier for moms. It is safer today than it was centuries ago, but doctors are still worried about a recent spike in complications for moms giving birth. And joining us live to talk more about it is Laura Landrieu, informed patient columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Laura, thanks for being with us here on WTOP Radio. What kind of a spike are we talking about here in terms of complications?
Well, again, these are severe. As you point out, absolutely, it isn't anything like a century ago when women regularly died in childbirth. But these are what's known as severe maternal morbidity, the complications of really dangerous things, blood transfusions that are necessary because of hemorrhaging, renal failure, shock, heart attacks, respiratory distress syndrome, aneurysms, people having to have cardiac surgery while they're delivering. And these rates have increased pretty sharply. There's still, 52,000 women a year, which, out of 4.2 million births doesn't sound like a lot, but that's up, during delivery 75% and after delivery 114%.
Laura, what's
over the decade?
Wow.
What's contributing to these complications is the fact that more new mothers are older when they get pregnant for the first time. How much is that factoring into
it? Older is a large part of it. Obviously, sometimes if you're older, maybe you're having fertility drugs and multiple births, and multiples always are more complications. But actually, it's the same problems that we're having as a society in our health. Obesity, more diabetes, more kidney disease, more chronic illness. So people come into pregnancy much, less healthy than they've been in the past. And as a result, all those complications, if you have heart disease and you're pregnant, you're going to, pregnancy can exacerbate a lot of those issues. High blood pressure, your blood pressure spikes. All of those things are contributing. And people have had more cesarean sections. It's kind of flattened out now, but over the decade, there's something like a 60% rise in cesareans. And once you have or any kind of surgery, the placenta can get kind of trapped up in there with the scar, and then you have hemorrhaging when you try to get it out. So there's a lot of those kind of things going on, too. And what they're trying to do is react to these things. You have more hospitals now participating in what they call perinatal safety initiatives, where people are running around drilling as if you were in the military or in a big airline situation, so to prepare for these emergencies, because these things happen, and the staff, in the past, they might run around, not trying to, figure out what to do, and now they're drilling so that they know what to do.
So what does a pregnant woman do? Does she make sure that there's a team assembled before she goes into the delivery room?
Well, absolutely. One of the things you should be, first of all, you should know about your own health. A lot of times your obstetrician and gynecologist isn't going to know as much if you've got high blood pressure, if you've got heart disease. But you need to talk to your doctor, your regular doctor, or talk to your, physician who's ever looking after you to talk about what should I be doing? Should I be going on a blood pressure medication if I've already got blood pressure that's spiking? And also, you should just ask your hospital, what kind of preparations do you have in place if something goes wrong? What are the standards? Have you gone through any of these drills? Are you, involved in any of these, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sponsored programs? What is the state doing? What's going on in your community that's here to help?
This is an important issue, not only for the health of mothers, but also to try to keep costs down in healthcare.
Absolutely. I think obstetrics-related, that's a tough one, complications account for about $17.4 billion in annual U.S. hospital costs. That's just the complications. And then, of course, you've got the big liability suits. I think obstetrics can account for about 25% or more of a hospital's total for all malpractice claims, and that's according to Premier, Inc., which was a big hospital alliance that does a lot of these, drills and training and also helps teams in hospitals understand how to react to things.
An important story. Thanks for sharing your information with us, Laura.
Thank you.
That's Laura Landrieu of The Wall Street Journal.